much opportunity for question. This I have always tried to do, to make the knowledge simple, in order that your understanding is great, that your intelligence is not demeaned in any way, but you accept these simple truths in the guise of new knowledge. So I say to you, my dear friends, we have much work ahead of us. I hope that all of you, as emissaries of spirit, will go forth as this new knowledge comes to you, and let it radiate outwards to all you have contact with.
Yes, I'm sure we will do our best.
For this time, I will not stay too long. So, my friends, if you wish to speak with me, please do so now.
Yeah, I've been asked to ask you if a lady called Maureen could come and see you next week.
She is the mother of, what was his name?
Yes.
Colin's mother.
Colin.
I am aware that the lady desires to visit with us. If her desire is genuine, then we will make her welcome. Yes, I will accept the lady.
If she can come next week.
Does the other gentleman wish to speak with me?
George? Do you want to sit in my chair?
I haven't a question at the moment. One may come.
There is within you some puzzlement, I feel. But if you do not wish to discuss it this time, we will leave it there. Thank you.
I've been working towards publication of my book, and there is always a certain amount of puzzlement involved in that.
Yes. May I say this to you, my dear friend?
Yes.
I know you have heard it many times, but the word is patience.
Patience? Yes. Yes, indeed.
It will come to you.
Yes, yes. In our earth lives, I'm aware that we are perhaps overly time conscious.
Yes.
And we like to meet set up for ourselves as deadlines, but I take your guidance that yes, I should really be patient, and Yes, I have those inner feelings that one should really be patient.
Yes, but in being patient, that does not mean you should not strive.
Yes. Yes,
the two can go hand in hand.
Yes, it is proper and rational to strive, but
yes.
I should not get upset if things take a little longer.
Yes. Perhaps this is the time to use a word perhaps I am not fond of, but which is understandable to you all, and I say the word faith. Perhaps better use the word power of spirit, which can create for you all things.
Yes.
Do you understand? Have some faith in your own capabilities.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Have in your own capabilities. Have faith.
Oh, yes. Yes, in my own capabilities.
Yes. Yes. After all, when you are allowing the spirit within to be confused, all these feelings transfer to the physical being.
Yes. Yes.
This I also have told you many times.
Yes.
But I know you human beings, and I do not use these words unkindly, but you do need to be reminded so often of what you can achieve.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yes, I am grateful for your words on this topic. It is reassuring.
Yes. Remember my words of guidance to each one of you is for your spiritual growth. I am not so much concerned about the everyday problems of your human lives. After all, I come to teach. But in trying to teach you, I know sometimes you need upliftment in your daily lives. So please accept my words kindly.
Yes, yes indeed. Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, I always hesitate to ask questions about my own personal things.
Yes.
But nevertheless, it is very good to have a little guidance sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just thinking that the same things apply to my husband's situation at the moment. He needs to be patient as well. So pass the word on to him.
Remember, my dear friends, in your own spiritual unfoldment, you can also be the examples for others.
Yes.
Remember always that most people will learn by example. Therefore, it is important that each one of you show the spiritual nature to all that you come into contact with. I think for this time, I will leave you with all of the love I can give to you. And when we come together soon, there is so much for us to discuss.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, let us give time for others to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you.